In January of 2014, an MH-53E Sea Dragon helicopter crashed off the coast of Virginia. The crash claimed the lives of Lieutenant Wesley Van Dorn and two additional crew members. Two others were seriously injured.
I want to know what actually caused the crash. There was just no way in my mind that it could have just been a freak accident. He felt like no matter what he said or what he wrote or who he complained to, nothing was changing.
It's a tragedy. It's a guy who sees a problem, commits to trying to fix it, and the problem kills him.
The Navy Sea Dragon and the Marine CH-53E Super Stallion are two versions of the same helicopter that have been involved in crashes that have killed 132 people since being introduced in 1981. The story of Lieutenant Van Dorn and the investigation into his death is recounted in the new documentary, Who Killed Lieutenant Van Dorn? It's directed by Zachary Stauffer, who is with me. Zachary, who was Wesley Van Dorn? What do we need to know about him?
So Wes was assigned to this helicopter squadron known as HM-14 in Norfolk, Virginia, where these Sea Dragon helicopters were run. And they were used for mine countermeasures. They would go in and sweep for sea mines from the air to keep shipping lanes open. And Wes would come home night after night and talk to his wife about frustrations at the squadron, whether it be problems with maintenance, problems with that he saw with leadership at the squadron. People weren't really bringing their A game to work as he was each day. And so he was on record with his wife and who encouraged him to take notes and draw up memos and spreadsheets and so on about issues that he was concerned about.
Zachary, could this crash that killed Lieutenant Van Dorn have been prevented?
Ultimately, what brought down this helicopter was the most peculiar of events. It was a little nylon zip tie that held together a bunch of wires on the helicopter were rubbing against a fuel line. And that ultimately, that little piece of plastic punctured a hole in a fuel line, and a little mist of jet fuel was escaping into the cabin. And that led to arcing with the wires and unleashed an explosion that put the helicopter in the water in about 15 seconds, 15 to 20 seconds. Wes couldn't have necessarily predicted that that would happen on that day. But what it gets to, we found in the course of reporting this film, is that that kind of wiring on the helicopter had been a known problem to the Navy for decades. He wasn't focused on that specifically, but he knew that this helicopter platform did not seem to be a priority for what they call big Navy. It was not a glamorous squadron to be a part of. Minesweeping is not a glamorous aspect of the Navy.
And so how did the Navy respond when Lieutenant Van Dorn was killed in this?
The Navy released an investigation into the accident in September 2014, 8 months after the accident. And they said that there's some wiring and fuel line chafing problems. That's the problem. We found it out. We're going to inspect for chafing. Okay, you know, that seems like an approach to take after an accident. But what we found through the course of the reporting for both this film and a series of newspaper articles that we were collaborating on is that much of that inspection effort was rushed at first and done in a pretty hasty manner. Instead of spending about 30 hours of work per helicopter, the sailors and Marines who were working on this were spending only a few, about 3 hours. There were inspections that were done, some spot check inspections that found that this work that they were supposed to do to keep the sailors and Marines safe was not being done up to snuff.
So what does this indicate, and what sort of red flags does this throw up in terms of the bigger picture? Because we know that defense spending is increasing. What does that say about when we're putting people in serious harm's way and then we're not giving them necessarily in certain cases, the best equipment to do their jobs?
Well, I think that's ultimately what it comes down to is we interviewed one of the survivors of this helicopter crash, a guy named Dylan Boone, and he raised this idea called the Air Crewman's Creed, which is a chant these guys say after graduating from A school in Pensacola, where they get their training on how to be a crewman. And they say that my country has built us the finest aircraft known to man. And what we found in the film is that we've really sort of let them down on that point and failed them in a way. We, the country, did not hold up our end of the bargain. What we ended up focusing on in the film is that question of priorities. People have a choice as to whether or not we will, in fact, provide these guys with the best equipment and support it and get them the things that they need to do their job well, even if they're doing an unglamorous activity such as flying a helicopter that's sweeping for mines, or on the Marine side, their version of the helicopter is used for logistics and troop transport, things like that. And it's true that the interests of powerful people like generals, like congressmen, congresswomen, members of Congress, senators, is served by helping out the defense industry build new weapons, provides a few jobs for their district, might provide a lucrative corporate position on a board or in a vice president's office after hanging up your uniform and so on. Lots and lots of money is going to these new programs, even when they're falling behind schedule, failing to meet expectations, not passing certain thresholds. It's very much a question of priorities. To the Pentagon, there's never enough money, right? Budgets are going up, and they've taken a big jump under President Trump. Many faulted the sequester as a reason for why there's been helicopter crashes or why there might be a spike in training accidents or lack of resources available for training. But our reporting found that that's really just, that doesn't tell the whole story.
Zachary Stauffer is director of the documentary, Who Killed Lieutenant Van Dorn?